It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
You gotta click the talk button before you talk. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is May 12th, 2022, and it is 1900 UTC, so it's time for some news. This is a pre-record because it's Thursday. I was going to get to take the day to stay at home and work from home, but I was receiving a package, but I received notification this morning that the package was indeed delayed and will be here tomorrow. What's funny is I ordered this thing on Tuesday, and it was supposed to be delivered next day. I paid extra money for next day delivery, which would have been Wednesday. But then on Wednesday morning, I got a notice that it would arrive on Thursday. Tuesday it was going to arrive on Wednesday, and then on Wednesday, I got a notice it would arrive on Thursday. And then on Thursday, today, I got a notice it would arrive on Friday. So much for that overnight shipping. It's going through FedEx. They're not a union shop. Just in general, I don't know. I tend to have trouble with them for the packages, so a little frustrated. But such is life. I did get a product in called a HD Home Run, or yeah, I think it's called, it's got a funny name, but I believe it's called a, it's called an HD Home Run, Connect, or 4K. It's a TV tuner that connects to your network. So I just connected my antenna to that and then plugged it in the network. And now there's, just this device, DLNA device, just streaming, TV. So my computer in my bedroom, or the computer in the living room, or my work computer, or my laptop, or my phones can all watch the TV, which is nice because, anyway, it's just nice. I like it. And so I've been fighting Jellyfin, which is a little media player, open source media player, to try and get it all just so, because it's supposed to support it. And so the end goal is that I'll be able to record my TV shows that I like to watch and then watch them on my phone even when I'm away from home, which would be great. It would basically replace my streaming services. All right, enough about me. I just wanted to give you the heads up. I just woke up, so my wherewithal is all over. My brain is not with us yet. I'm drinking some strong coffee. And I hope you'll stick around with us at 1930 UTC every damn day as the Dubious Goals Committee, which is a ton of fun. And then you can always check out anonradio.net for the schedule. All right, let's move on. We'll start the way we pretty much always start, and that, my friends, is with
World News.
That's right, World News. Chemical plant explosion shakes Slovenia's Kosevje. It's Kocevje. Victor Juliet Echo. So I think that's Kosevje. Authorities urge residents to stay indoors after a blast and fire at Kosevje's chemical plant injures at least 20 people. An explosion and a fire at a chemical plant in southeast Slovenia have injured at least 20 people, and authorities urge residents in the vicinity to stay indoors. It was not immediately clear what caused the blast, which was reported about 8:30 a.m. or 6:30 GMT on Thursday. Images from the scene show black smoke billowing from the factory. Local residents say the explosion shook the entire area. The town is about 55 kilometers southeast of another large city, which has a population of about 8,000. Authorities said two people suffered severe burns and were transferred to hospital in Slovenia's capital. The town is 55 kilometers southeast of Ljubljana. I guess it's L-J-U-B-L-J-A-N-A. So I'm guessing that's Ljubljana. and it has a population of about 8,000. So this town where the factory was had 8,000, but Ljubljana is the capital, Slovenia's capital. Two others were missing, they said. The melamine factory has about 200 employees. So, anyway, I'm sorry, I kind of butchered that story. I was trying to figure it out. Melamine is a skin bleaching agent and is also, let's see, what else does it get used for? It's an organic compound, formula C3H6N6. This white solid is a trimer of cyanamide with a 1,3,5 triazine skeleton. Like cyanamide, it contains 67% nitrogen by mass, and its derivatives have fire retardant properties due to its release of nitrogen gas when burned or charred. Melamine can be combined with formaldehyde and other agents to produce melamine resins. Such resins are characteristically durable, thermosetting plastic used in high-pressure decorative laminates, such as formica, melamine dinnerware, laminate flooring, and dry erase boards. Melamine foam is used as insulation, soundproofing material, and in polymeric cleaning products, such as Magic Eraser. Melamine is sometimes illegally added to food products in order to increase the apparent protein content. Ingestion of melamine may lead to reproductive damage or bladder or kidney stones and bladder cancer. It's also an irritant when inhaled. So, all right, I thought that's why it sounded familiar, because I know that if you need a magic eraser, you could buy melamine sponges for way less online. All right. We advise all residents in the surrounding area to close their windows and not go out in the open during the intervention. They also should not go near the scene. So, thoughts going out there to our people in Slovenia. Okay, keep it focused. I'm trying to focus, and my thoughts keep jumping around. I'm like, do I need a new computer? Should I get a different computer? Blah, blah. But it's okay, because guess what? I'll get a new computer when I get a new computer. It'll be fine. Let's keep on moving. North Korea's first COVID cases prompt strict national lockdown. This is first in quotes. North Korea has ordered a strict national lockdown after confirming its first official COVID infections. State media have reported an Omicron outbreak in the capital of Pyongyang, but didn't state number of cases. North Korea has rejected any kind of vaccine program, even when offered a supply by other countries. Instead, it controlled COVID by sealing its borders and had never recorded a case, despite experts believing the virus has long been present. Outsiders say the nation's 25 million population is vulnerable due to lack of vaccine. They've also been concerned about North Korea's impoverished healthcare system. The KCNA, it's Kilo Charlie November Alpha, said leader Kim Jong-un had vowed to eradicate the outbreak, which it called a severe national emergency that had breached the country's quarantine front. At the meeting outlining the new COVID rules, Mr. Kim was seen wearing a face mask on television for what is believed to be the first time. He soon removed it, while other officials present kept theirs on. North Korea's strategy of sealing its foreign borders in January 2020 has also stopped essential supplies from entering the country, leading to food shortages and a faltering economy. So, very troubling indeed. Oh, and here we go. If you would like to see a map of where in Slovenia this was going on, you can go to tangoxrayzero.org slash Yankee Charlie. So it's tx0.org/yc. And if you go there, just make a new private window and test it real quick. tx0.org/yc. You can see the map. And you can see Slovenia is way smaller than I had originally thought, because they're saying that Kosevji is only 55 kilometers away from Ljubljana, and that's like almost all the way across the country the short way. So anyway, I just wanted to share that, and good luck North Korea. Plane carrying 11 passengers crashes in central Cameroon. The cause of the crash, as well as the identity and status of those on board, is unclear. Small passenger plane carrying 11 people crashed in a forest in the central Cameroon, and rescue efforts are underway to locate possible survivors. The cause of the crash aren't immediately clear. According to local media reports, the aircraft was flying from Yaoundé Nisshmallen Airport to Belebo in the east of the country when air traffic services lost radio contact. The air traffic services lost radio contact with an aircraft flying from Yaoundé. It's kind of like to Sunday, but with a YA. So Yaoundé, Nisshmallen, Dompto, Belebo, Yaoundé, Nisshmallen on Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. With 11 people on board, said Transport Minister Jean-Ernest Masinga Ngali Bihibe. Following an air and ground search, the aircraft was found in a forest not far from Nanga Eboko, around 105 kilometers northeast of the capital, which is about 93 miles. Oh, they're describing all the places the plane flies over, I guess. Because it's like Yaoundé, Nisshmallen, Dompto, Belebo, Yaoundé, aircraft flying. They're telling, okay, this makes sense now. He didn't give details on the victims, but indicated that ground resources are being sent to the rescue. The company maintains...
Oh.
Airplane was chartered by a private company, Cameroon Oil Transport Company. They maintain a hydrocarbon pipeline that runs between Cameroon and neighboring Chad. The crash is the first major industry incident reported in Cameroon since 2007, when a Kenyan Airways plane carrying 114 people crashed after takeoff from Doula, killing everyone on board. And Cameroon, I'm sorry I'm not doing this live. I really wish I was. I wanted to, just tell you, man, give me a broader map. All right. So, if, to kind of continue on with our analogy, because I've been trying to help everybody remember, help us all learn where, I like looking at maps, and I never know where any place is. So, Cameroon is to the, the east and south of Nigeria. And so, like, when we're talking about kind of like the underboob of the west coast of Africa, that big chunk of Africa out there that kind of like protrudes out, I was saying it looks kind of like a boob and it's like the underboob. Well, Cameroon's where the boob and the body meet. So it's right there at the base. And that's where it goes Nigeria, Cameroon. So that's where that's at. Let me see if I can't. I'll put it in the link shortener and give you the link for it so you can see where Cameroon is, because we talk about it enough. While that's happening, while that's cooking, oh golly, oh, we've been going on for a minute, and this guy...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get there. But first, let's talk about... We got two here. We'll do this together. Let's talk about abortion or terminations. I've noticed that's a big thing. And in the U.S., all the media says abortion and abortion rights, and then in other places, a lot of places call it the right to terminate a pregnancy or termination rights. And it's interesting how terminate a pregnancy and abort a fetus are so dramatically emotionally and differently charged differently. All right. Spain to ease abortion limits for over 16s and allow menstrual leave. Spain's socialist-led coalition government is preparing a law that would allow women over the age of 16 to have abortions without permission from their parents or guardians and introduce up to 5 days of menstrual leave a month. The draft legislation, which is due to be approved by the cabinet next week, is intended to ensure that abortion is available to all those who are using the public health system and that menstruation is treated as a proper health issue. The legislation would do away with a 2015 measure introduced by the Conservative People's Party, which requires women aged 16 and 17 to obtain parental consent for abortions. It would also scrap the current 3-day period of reflection for those seeking a termination. Formerly known as the Law for the Protection of Sexual and Reproductive Rights and the Guaranteeing of the Voluntary Termination of Pregnancies, the draft measure would introduce an official register allowing medical staff who object to abortion to opt out of involvement in the procedure. Currently, some women have to either travel long distances to find a public hospital willing to perform terminations or pay for a private treatment. It is the government's duty and its intention to safeguard the right to abortion in the public health system and to do away with obstacles that prevent women from deciding when it comes to their bodies and their lives, the Equality Minister, Irene Montero, said in February. That's pretty cool. It'd be nice if we had an equality minister. Sounds like a good job. The voluntary termination of a pregnancy will be guaranteed in all public hospitals. Other parts of the bill would end VAT on menstrual products and allow between 3 and 5 days of leave each month for women who have incapacitating periods. According to Spanish Gynecological and Obstetric Society, a third of women experience dysmenorrhea, or painful menstruation. When there's a problem that can't be solved medically, we think it's very sensible to have a temporary sick leave, Angela Rodriguez, the Secretary of State for Equality, told El Periodico in March. It's important to be clear about what a painful period is. We're not talking about slight discomfort, but serious symptoms, such as diarrhea, fever, and bad headaches. Last year, a handful of local administrations in Spain were among the first in Western Europe to recognize period pain and offer their employees menstrual leave. The city council of Girona in Catalonia said the move was designed to eliminate the taboo that exists around menstruation and the pain that some women suffer. So I thought that was pretty cool, and that was news to me. Of course, the bigger news, or the news that's in the U.S., is IVF treatment, in vitro fertilization treatment, faces clear and present danger from U.S. anti-abortion effort. In vitro fertilization treatment is facing maybe a casualty of some of the proposed anti-abortion laws that are emerging across the U.S. The warning comes as states, including Louisiana, have passed or are debating new proposed legislation that give full rights to embryos, which in some case means fertilized eggs created in the process of IVF and not implanted in a woman would have the same legal rights as children. What we're seeing is that in their fervor to curry the most favor in their forced birth movement, politicians are crafting some really sloppily worded legislation, said Sean Tipton, the chief advocacy and policy officer of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. There's a fever to be as restrictive as you can. Experts say the passage of so-called personhood laws, which give a right to fertilize eggs, could dramatically curtail the availability and practice of IVF, and could, in effect, make it illegal for IVF facilities to freeze or discard embryos created in the process. So, really troubling stuff. Anyway, here is a... we're just going to go ahead and play a song. It won't be a long one because, you know... I've talked on too long, and we're running out of time, but this guy...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
He demands it. And, of course, we have to, because it's, we didn't play one yesterday. Anyway, this is Uptown Girl from Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Yeah. You're listening to Anon Radio.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and for hanging out, listening to the show, or just participating however you prefer or would like to. Let's get into it. We've got just about 10 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe comes along, and that is a fun show, so you definitely want to check that out. I mentioned before the break I was going to get a map. I had another URL for you. This is tangoxray0.org/YD, like Yankee Doodle. That's tx0.org/YD. Oh no, that's Cameroon. That's where it's where Cameroon is. This is what this is. Yeah. And that just shows you where Cameroon is. It's not. It doesn't give you the breakout like over all the in the greater continent, but you can kind of see that the Gulf of Guinea is right there. Is that underboob part that we were talking about? Alrighty. Burkina Faso search party closer to men trapped in a flooded mine. The workers have been trapped underground since the flooding began on April 16th. We talked about these guys before, and so this is just more of an update. I just wanted to say the company said that while most workers underground were able to safely evacuate, the eight missing were below level 520, which is 520 meters or 1,706 feet from the surface at the time of the flooding. There are two refugee chambers designed in case miners become trapped, but it's not known whether any of the missing workers would be able to reach them. One is located at level 570, stocked with 3 weeks' worth of food and water, and a second, smaller one sits much deeper in the mine, which reaches 710 meters below the surface. Burkina Faso government spokesman Lionel Bilgo on Wednesday said that more than 38 million liters of water had been removed, leaving 10 meters of water above the first refugee chamber. The air vent is still working, so that allows us to keep hope, Bogle told reporters on his way out of a council meeting. It's a race against time. So, they're making progress. They've got most of the water out, so fingers crossed. Other updates. Beijing residents are swarming supermarkets after lockdown rumors. The city's been trying to stamp out a wave of cases recently. It's been doing that kind of what Shanghai did, where it was doing like kind of chunks, different parts of the city being locked down at any given time. Well, no lockdown was announced Thursday, but officials confirmed they will start three more rounds of mass testing for residents in 12 of the main districts and recommended that people stay home and reduce movement. AFP saw staff at one local supermarket in Beijing rushing to restock as shelves of vegetables were emptied out. Su Xin, 51, told AFP that he had gone to the store after he read on local social media that the capital officials might keep residents at home. And, yeah, and then there's just photos of people just swarming the supermarkets. So, yeah, very scary. And another update. Transition period set for 36 months in Guinea. The National Council of the Rally for Development, CNRD, has announced a transition period to civilian rule of 30 years or 36 months. The decision announced on Wednesday places the country at odds with regional partners in the UN, who had both called for a much shorter transition period. The head of the junta, Colonel Mamadi Domboya, had previously set the transition period at 39 months. Colonel Mamadi Domboya overthrew Alpha Conde in September 2021 and has since proclaimed himself head of state. Domboya also pledged to hand over power to elected civilians. Like Mali and Burkina Faso, two other countries in the region where the military seized power, Guinea has been suspended from the Economic Community of Western African States, or ECOWAS. These three countries all fell. We talked about them a whole lot. But this is just kind of, I hadn't seen any story or news out of them for a while. And sure enough, who knew? When there's a military uprising, it almost never leads to a transition to civilian rule, at least not very quickly. And Malawian court sentences three to 155 years for albino murder. That's right. You may remember those money rituals. A Malawian court on Wednesday sentenced three men to 155 years and killing a person with albinism. Among the culprits is the man's uncle, who together with two other individuals confessed to killing the victim. The three men revealed they committed the atrocity in January this year. Malawi, just like other countries in the sub-Sahara Africa, has been witnessing several cases of murder, gruesome attacks, and killings of people with albinism, with the belief that the use of their body parts brings good luck and success. Victims are usually murdered and bodies mutilated and later sold to various witch doctors for special rituals. Since 2014, Malawi has seen more than 170 cases of gruesome murder, harassment, and violence directed toward people living with albinism. Earlier this month, the court convicted a Catholic priest, a police officer, and a doctor, and nine other individuals over the murder of another person living with albinism. Anyway, pretty sad. They don't go into details, but yeah, that's pretty gruesome stuff. Lufthansa, the airline, the cheap discount airline, apologizes for refusing to let Orthodox Jewish passengers on the flight. Lufthansa allegedly canceled boarding passes of over 100 people after some refused to wear masks. German airline Lufthansa has issued an apology for not letting a large number of Orthodox Jewish passengers on board a connecting flight at Frankfurt Airport after some individuals refused to wear masks. In a statement released on Tuesday, the airline said it regrets the circumstances surrounding the decision to exclude the affected passengers, and it sincerely apologizes. The company also said it was reviewing facts and circumstances of the incident when some Jewish passengers boarded their flight and were denied entry. The group of people not connected to each other boarded a flight from New York to Frankfurt, intending to make a connecting flight to Budapest to attend an annual memorial at a nearby village. A few people, however, allegedly refused to comply with the rules requiring them to wear face masks. Lufthansa responded by allegedly canceling the boarding pass of over 100 people, most of whom were Orthodox Jews wearing clothing or had Jewish-sounding names. We regret that the large group was denied boarding rather than limiting to the non-compliant guests. A video recorded at the airport showed Lufthansa representative telling a passenger who was not allowed to board that they were banned because it was Jewish people boarding from New York who were the problem. Passenger be heard saying he was shocked that this happened in a 2022 in a Western country. So, yeah, that's kind of a surprise. Oh, man, we're running low on time. Let's just do some headlines. Sweden and Finland? Not yet in NATO, but now they want to join. Pretty interesting, just because they have famously been kind of part of Europe, but kind of apart. Like, they've got a special cooperative relationship. But now they're thinking of formalizing it a little bit more, joining NATO. Paris demands immediate release of French nationals detained in Iran. France's foreign ministry on Thursday demanded the immediate release of two nationals detained in Iran a day after Tehran's intelligence ministry said it arrested two Europeans for attempting to destabilize the country. And good news for sport, or at least if you're in the U.S., rugby opens new frontier by picking U.S. as World Cup hosts. The Rugby World Cup will be staged in the United States for the first time in 2031 after the game's governing body named the host nations for five men's and women's tournaments. It'll be pretty neat. We just got rugby, local rugby team in Austin, and they were on TV, so it was pretty cool. And everyone who went to the game said it was a lot of fun. Apple loses its position as most valuable firm amid tech sell-off. Apple lost its position as the world's most valuable company amid a broad sell-off of technology stocks. Saudi Arabian oil and gas producer Aramco has reclaimed the top spot from the iPhone maker for the first time in almost 2 years. Investors have been selling shares in tech firms as they move into what they see as less risky assets. Of course, this is because Bitcoin, we talked about it, but we're out of time. Bitcoin prices have tumbled, continue to tumble, and it's going to get scary out there. Several cryptocurrencies are
down. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. And every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.